اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Praise be to Allah. We praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is the truly guided one. And whomsoever Allah leads astray, no one can show him guidance. We bear witness that there is no God who is worthy of worship but Allah. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His last messenger. Dear viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I truly enjoy being with you. May Allah bless you all and accept the best of our deeds. We've been talking about the process of developing khushu' and salah and striving hard to be with Allah in His company while praying, to reflect upon His verses, to focus while supplicating and asking from Him. But sometimes as humans we tend to forget. Not only forget the meaning of what we recite, sometimes we tend to forget an entire rak'ah. And this is a human nature. As a matter of fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself have forgotten. Once by praying iksa and once by praying less. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seemed to make it this way so that we learn. But in case that I forget to do anything that I should do in a salah, many people would just take the easy way and say, well, my salah is been ruined. And they get out of the salah and they pray over once again. No, you don't have to do that. Out of mercy, Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, prescribed for us what's known as sujood al-sahw. Or the prostration of forgetfulness. Just in case, if any person may forget anything in the salah, what to do? Just learn from the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once he said, peace be upon him, I'm just a human like you. I may forget. So if I ever forget, remind me. Subhanallah. How humble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Well, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu ardah once narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one of the prayers, whether it was Dhuhr or Asr, the four rak'ahs prayer, he actually prayed two rak'ahs, and in the middle tashahud, afterward, he said Assalamu alaikum to the right, then to the left, and he finished the salah. So the companions afterward informed him, Ya Rasulullah, aqasuratu salah? Has the salah been shortened or what? He said, why? He said, you only pray two. Well, is that true? So, An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right away resumed and he prayed two more rak'ahs. And after he finished the two rak'ahs, he sat for a tashahud, the last tashahud, and he made taslim to the right and to the left. Then he led them in what's known as sujood al-sahw. How to pray sujood al-sahw? Two prostrations. After the last tashahud, without tashahud afterward, but will taslim to the right, then to the left. So the Prophet ﷺ said, after he made two prostrations, then without reciting at-tahiyyatu lillah, once again, he made taslim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated another incident whereupon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Dhuhr prayer prayed Dhuhr five rak'ahs, and the companions were reluctant to do anything thinking that perhaps Allah had increased the number of the prayer. So afterward one of them said, Ya Rasulullah, azadat al-salah, is there any addition in the salah? He said, why is that? Because he prayed five. Is that true? Yes. So the Prophet ﷺ sat and he prayed two sujoods, two prostrations. Then he sat up, then he made taslim without making tashahud after sujudu as-sahwi. So this is a mean of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you do if you're praying in congregation and you notice that the imam is praying short or extra? You remind him by saying subhanallah or any dhikr. Well, sujud as-sahw is prescribed in case that the person would pray less or would pray extra. Or he might be uncertain of how many rak'ahs he prayed. In this case, what to do? If you're not sure whether he prayed 3 or 4. The scholars taught us, if you're not sure, then always consider the listener. So if you have doubt between 3 or 4, then consider 3, and accordingly you will pray 1 more rak'ah to complete 4. Even though if actually you have prayed 4, but since you're not sure and you have doubts, then you consider the listener and you make up the rest. And afterward, you offer sujood as-sahw, 2 prostrations, then at-taslim. There are some technical details concerning as when to pray sujood as-sahw. The scholar said, well, according to the practices of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if praying sujood as-sahw was due to making thing in extra in the salah, then a person should offer sujood as-sahw and at-taslim after he already finishes the complete course of the prayer and even making salam. But if he had forgotten anything in the prayer, then by the end of the prayer and after reciting the last tashahud before making taslim, he should then go to make 2 prostrations, 2 sujood, then sit up and right away make taslim without making or reciting another tashahud. It happens that the person might be praying in congregation and the imam forgets. And for instance, he prays 5 rak'ahs instead of 4 for Dhuhr or Asr or Isha. What to do? The followers would alert him and would say, subhanallah. If he's not reminded, perhaps he's certain that he's right. Or perhaps he did not hear. So he's okay. But you, as a follower, if you're sure that you are going to pray extra, if you were to follow the imam, then you should sit down and recite the tashahud on your own and finish up your prayer. Because praying anything extra than what Allah prescribed even by following the imam would be a mistake on your own. So your prayer would be invalid even though you are a follower. While the imam's prayer would be valid because he did not know and he was not sure. But the imam is reminded and he knows and he still prays extra, his prayer is invalid anyway. Well, once again, sujood as-sahw is a mean of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we talked before, that as-salah consists of arkan, that every rukn you must fulfill. And if any rukn has not been fulfilled, the entire prayer is invalid. Wajibat, which mandatory acts, such as sitting in the middle tashahud. And sunan, such as the supplications we mentioned, reciting the surah after surah al-Fatiha and so on. Just in case if a person forgets a rukn, the person must make up the rukn plus offering sujood as-sahw. Give you an example. If a person forgot a whole rak'ah, then the person must pray the entire rak'ah and then make it up and correct the mistake by offering sujood as-sahw. Well, if the person forgot just 1 rukn of 1 rak'ah of the 4 rak'ahs prior, such as sujood in any of the rak'ahs, well, if this rak'ah you are still in it, or you went up, but you have not come to the same part, or the same rukn which you have forgotten of the previous one, then you need to go back and make the sujood once again, resume as regular, and by the end offer sujood as-sahw. But if you did not remember until you already completed your prayer, then this entire rak'ah does not count. Because it was missing 1 rukn. It was missing either reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, it was missing either ruku' or 1 of the 2 sujoods. So what you do? Pray another rak'ah because this one does not count. And then pray sujood as-sahw. of the wajibat, or the mandatory practices in the salah, the middle tashahud. Sometimes you tend to forget, you're in a hurry, and you go up to the third rak'ah without sitting for the middle tashahud. What to do? We have to learn our deen. We have to understand how to pray and the rulings and regulations concerning our salah. Well, in this case, if you're already up, you should not go back to sit down. No, you should remain up and offer the next rukn as usual. Then, by the end of the salah, you make up this wajib by offering sujood as-sahw. Dear brothers and sisters, by Allah, in whose hand is my soul, I really enjoyed being with you. I enjoyed talking about khushu'a in as-salah. I would like just to give a reminder to my dear brothers and sisters. If any of you still does not pray, or know somebody who still does not pray, please remember Allah the Almighty. Reminds us in Surah Al-Muddathir in verse number 42 about Ashab al-Yameen, those who will be saved and receive salvation will be in heaven. في جَنَّاتٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ, they will be asking about what? عَنِ الْمُجِرِمِينَ, about the criminals. Asking what? مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرَ, what brought you here in fire? The first answer will be, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُوا مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ, we were not amongst those who pray. Please, please, leaving the salah and abandoning the salah is one of the most severe sins. One of the most severe sins. Leaving the salah can take a person out of Islam to kufr. If a person have forgotten any prayer, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, مَنْ نَامَ عَنْ صَلَاتٍ أَوْ نَسْيَهَا فَلْيُؤَدِّهَا إِذَا ذَكَرَهَا فَلْيُصَلِّهَا إِذَا ذَكَرَهَا لَا كَفَّارَةَ لَهَا إِلَّا ذَلِكَ. Whenever a person oversleeps, so he sleeps and does not pray the current prayer, or forgets, so let him offer this prayer right away whenever he remembers it. There is no ransom nor execution to it other than that. Please offer the salah on time. May Allah grant all of us success. And please, after this high dose about how to develop khushu' in as-salah, you would experience gain in khushu' in as-salah, but we would tend to forget and go back to our old practices. So every once in a while, renew your iman, revise this over, and increase your khushu' in as-salah. نسأل الله عز جل أن يتقبل منا. We ask Allah the Almighty to accept from all of us. May Allah forgive us all our sins and grant us mercy and shower us with His mercy and admit us to His paradise. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Thank you so much for being with us during the last episodes of the Prophet's Prayer. May Allah accept. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.